Well, while we're at that, I do need to put out a request for some help.
I've been encouraging you to ask for help.
This isn't help for me. This isn't help for me. This is help for somebody on our sales staff. You know, our sales staff's usually very on the ball, Stephen. We have someone who has locked their keys in their car with the car running.
Please tell me who.
I don't know. I don't think I'm supposed to say it on the air.
Okay, write it down. Can I say? I'll say it on the air. Don't tell me.
I'm going to write it down for you.
I know who it is in my head.
And so
I know who it is in my head.
This person really needs some help.
Does someone work here?
If there's a locksmith out there who would be interested in coming and helping our fine person,
listen,
who's locked their keys in the car
in our parking lot right now,
and yes, and the car's running. Right now,
well, someone tell it to stop running and stay still for a second.
But what we want you to do is call Jake right now. If you're a locksmith and you can come help, you'll give your company some love on the air. We'll give you some trade.
I'll give your company some love.
It depends on who this person
off
is.
Off the air.
I might say no. Yeah, I'll help that person out.
Let me tell you, there was a couple of people that if you would have said their names, Jake would have declined.
Yeah, Jake would have been
but
like, nope,
we readily
nope, not answered the phone.
Here's the deal. I can also have Steve St. John Sr. come out here. He might be able to. He's no locksmith, but he can get in the car pretty quick. So.
Yeah, that I had to do that one time when I was in high school. One of my classmates who knew how to manipulate his way into a car. Had to break into my car for me when I locked my keys. But I didn't leave my car running. So this one we need some help kind of soon.
It was running.
So if you are a locksmith and you can come help us with a situation here, we'll give you some love on the air.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk your business up.
Your business.
Maybe give you throw a t-shirt your way, something. I don't know.
And if you bring me some beef jerky, then that's an extra.
I have better than a locksmith.
What do you got?
Overland Park Fire Department.
I don't know if that's necessary.
FD coming
up? It's a family friend of mine. Like he knows a family member of mine.
Shout out to the fire department.
Right?
Are they going to bring the truck over here?
Do you want to be able to ride in the back seat in the ladder?
I just want to get up there.
Yeah,
I'd love it.
Oh man, fire department, the best.
Hold on, Nick. I'm going to put Nick on hold. Put Quinn from the fire department.
Quinn,
you going to help us out, Quinn?
Yeah, I'm not on duty today, but I get the guys over there.
Awesome. You're the man, Quinn.
You guys are the best.
Thank you.
All right. I'll talk to you.
Thank you very much.
Look at that.
Fire department.
I appreciate you.
Always there when you need them.
What do you think about that, Nick Leckie?
I think that's big time, man. I know we do the 4th of July in my neighborhood, and the Shawnee firefighters come through, and all the moms are sweating them.
Right.
Oh, my God.
I mean, what a gig, saving lives and working out. I mean, just the bedrock of our civic community.
Cool,
you know,
ass
shout out to
tools.
Municipal workers.
Yeah.
Firefighters kick ass.
They do.
They take names.
They do, man. And they save lives and they risk their own lives. And they're brave. They're all these things. You're right. And there's a reason that male strippers dress up as firefighters all the time. I mean, because it's a sexy ass profession.
You seem to know quite a bit about that for some reason, but that's fine.
Wow.
Nick Leckie joined. Tell us more about Nate, male strippers, Nate.
If Nate was a male dancer, he'd be in the brown UPS.
Right.
In the shorts. You know, the shorts and the brown shirt.
Now, I've got a package to deliver, ma'am.
Speaking of packages, Nick, did you get a chance to hear Alabama defensive back Jordan Battle talking about Nick Saban yesterday in a press conference?
No, what
did he say? So we're going to have to crank down. I want you to listen to this because I think you would appreciate this because he was asked. Well, we've got the question here, too. So he's up at the podium. He's very happy to be speaking with the Alabama media. And so this is what and we've heard this from Josh Jacobs before on the Dan Patrick Show. Here is Jordan Battle at the podium yesterday answering questions.
Yeah, I've asked a couple of the other older guys about this, but do you have a favorite saying that Saban has, one of his little coaching, quips he has?
Not that I can think of right now because he has so many, but there are a few I like, and he always talking about touch D's or you know, suck on D's or all that.
What? No, what?
Charlie.
And you can hear, you can hear like the SID or someone like, no. And so, okay, so to give some context here, Josh Jacobs was on the Dan Patrick Show, and they asked him about the differences between Gruden and Saban, and talking about, you know, sense of humor and everything. And so they asked him to be specific about something that, that Saban had done in practice before. And Josh Jacobs had revealed previously, do you have it? This was Josh
Saban
Jacobs.
Like, he likes to do a lot of, like, these nuts jokes. It's funny because, like, I haven't heard one of them since, like, middle school. And then Saban, when I went to college, Saban used to do it a lot.
So wait. Give me one here.
All right, so one day I caught like five passes in a row. And he was like, hey Josh, if you want to hold all the balls, hold these. I said, what?
What's your reaction to finding out that Nick Saban is a huge fan of these nuts jokes and likes to roll those out at practice? And apparently, to Jordan Battle, he's telling him, touch D's, suck on D's. And so it really taking us. I mean, Nick, can you?
I love that.
Right.
I love that. I actually love that. Because I picture him as like the Belichick.
Yeah.
You know, hey, we're here to practice and work, and this is a no fun zone. There's no smiles, there's no laughter. And I remember distinctly. I believe it was pretty much my entire NFL career from, like, 04 to 10, where, like, I got caught, like, saying what one time, and they hit me with that D's nuts. And to this day, if someone asks me a question, I don't say what. I go, yes. Or, like, even my kids, like, I don't even sleep on my kids because they're like, hey, daddy. And I'm like, yes, sir. I was like, that's me. And I'm not going to say what, because I don't want to get hit with the D's nuts ever again.
Right.
For the rest of my life.
Right.
You never get me.
I like whoever was in the background. Nope.
Yeah.
No.
It's good to know. So, like, because I dropped a D's nuts joke the other day, and my son, who's in middle school, his friend was like, how does your dad know about those?
Right.
Did you teach him those? And I was like,
exactly,
listen
right
to me, son. Those been around since before you guys were even on this earth, you know. But to know that Nick Saban's got it in the bag.
I'll be honest with you. If I got coaches recruiting my kid,
right,
Nick Saban comes in my living room and tells a D's nuts joke, you're going to Alabama, son.
Right.
See you later.
You're there.
Did Bill Snyder ever crack any of those?
Yeah. Tell us something about Bill Snyder.
Oh my God.
Negative Ghost Rider. Negative Ghost Rider.
Wouldn't that have been the best, though? What would have happened, like, you know, if he would have just, like, dropped one in the middle of a practice or something?
Literally, the term is deceased. I would have died. I would have absolutely died. All the tear streaming down your face, emojis, crying emojis, dying, X's on my eyes emojis, because I'm dying of laughter. I am dying of laughter. If he had hit me with that, he was like, hey, Nick, you can do better than that. He's like, you want me to tell you something? Man, the old man hit me with that, dude, I would, yeah. No.
Did Bill Snyder ever do anything funny or unexpected or something that made you laugh or had a funny saying?
A random moment of whimsy?
Anything?
No. like a human moment where he was a mere mortal, where he put himself in mortal form. Not really. I think one time he revealed to me that, because, you know, after we're done, I go to these K-State events and talk with the man likes Kim Crawford, you know, white wine. And that's, you know, all I could get from him.
Wow. That's good.
Yeah, you know, I think he needs to revive his Twitter account. He was so good on Twitter. Like, he's model been, train stores and, you know.
He's been tweeting.
I need to put him on alert. Yeah. I'm the only person I'll put on alert when he tweets out something.
No, he's somewhat active. He probably tweets four or five times. Yeah, I like it too. I always whenever I follow him when I see it, I like it.
It's comforting.
Right.
It's comforting. It's from a good spot. You know, he loves Manhattan. He's there. You know, just it's from a good spot. I saw him this weekend, by the way, at the Jordy Nelson softball game this weekend. It was fun. Lots of fun.
I bet.
Did you play in it?
Yeah. How'd you do?
Yeah. Yeah, I got some hits. I can't hit home runs. I don't know. I can't. Softball's like my weakness. I can't swing a bat to save my life. I can make grounders in the outfield, but I didn't know, nowhere even close to hitting a home run. Played in the stadium. raised money for the Jordy Nelson Foundation. It was fun. I got to see some old teammates from K-State. It was fun. Not so fun.
I would like to tell you that Patrick Mahomes has been named the AFC Offensive Player of the Week for good reason. It's number 6 in his career. But I wanted to ask you about Kansas State. So Skylar Thompson gets hurt his knee, but thankfully it looks like he's not going to be out for the year. But Will Howard will be a quarterback for a very difficult game coming up. Nevada is favored by 2. Gary Barnett picked Nevada, said they're a good football team, and that when that line should tell you right there. I mean, Skylar Thompson, quarterback, K-State probably would have been slight favorites, but this should be an interesting battle. Tell me what you need to see from Will Howard now that he has a week of preparation to get ready for Nevada. I know because some K-State fans are frustrated, and nobody wanted to see Skylar Thompson get hurt, but what about Will Howard with a week of preparation under his belt to get ready for Nevada?
So what he needs to build on is some of the stuff he did last year as a true freshman, and basically it's just make good decisions. But all in all, this is what I tell, like, you know, when I'm coaching on flag football, all my youngsters, is be confident with your decisions. And as a quarterback, you can't be wrong, right? You make a decision, you do it. Don't force balls into tiny windows. Go through your progressions. Nothing's there. Go. Because you can't be sitting back in that pocket all day holding on to that rock. So it's either, and then when you run, run with confidence, man. He's got the power. He's got the size to run. Sometimes as a runner, there's a difference between track speed and field speed, and he needs to turn on that field speed. He needs to run with authority. Run with like he's Thanos with the power stones, right? run like Thanos, right? Just bulldoze people. Get out of bounds when you can, but just run with confidence. Build with confidence. Play with confidence. That's it. He's got the tools. He just needs to trust himself. He can do it.
So how tough do you think this game is going to be against Nevada?
Oh, it's hella tough, and I love how from, like, when they play, like, a week zero game, week one, like, we know Nevada's legit, man. They got, what, the number one quarterback in the country as far as NFL goes, and this D-line, this defense, I'm telling you guys, I wasn't hyping you up, man. This defensive front was getting after it. Man, they got some absolute monsters, and they were working them Stanford boys really good, like really good. And then last week versus SIU, jeez, man, they were blowing up the right tackle, like putting them on roller skates, doing a thing where like the guy's like doing like the right tackle is doing the backstroke because he got popped so bad, you know. And it's gonna be a good matchup because I like how their strength, Nevada's strength, is the quarterback. And then K-State's strength is, you know, is those defensive line, man, and offensive line, man. It's good. I want to see Deuce Vaughn, too. I want to see a steady dose of Deuce Vaughn, who just recently got a car. I was informed by our Jill Shields at K-State, which I'm like, man, that's so cool. Because I was asking her about the NIL, how it's affecting her. And she's like, I don't know, she's like number 2 in command up there. She was like, it makes our job from compliance easier. I'm like, that's so cool. Like, I remember back in the day when I had to tell people, you got to put that car back in college.
That don't belong to you.
Yeah, there's no, we can't do no Maurice Claret up here in the early 2000s. But now, go for it. You got it. Whatever you want. Just report it. That's it.
We have our man Nick Leckie on the line, former K-State All-American and Super Bowl champ with the New Orleans Saints. In your opinion, is Jameis Winston the greatest quarterback in Saints history?
Absolutely.
Right.
Just amazing. That's right. The stuff he's done, that was awesome. By the way, you want to talk about who's going to be your opposite of Romo, just with, like, because you can tell Romo does not study film at all before he goes into games, and he just calls the games and does his predictions, and I love Romo. And I love Drew Brees on the other end, because Drew Brees will have like 10 hours of film work, you know, for each game minimum. Right. And Drew is going to be such a good analyst, and already just, I love it. I love him already.
Okay.
It's awesome.
But I do have to ask you one question there.
What's up?
Where did that hair come from?
Uh-oh.
Hey,
oh, no.
I was
That was not the same hair that he retired with. I'm not.
Hey, he got. It's called a glow up. Okay. He got a glow up. He's be on TV, man. So he got that glow up. I ain't gonna fault you.
I feel like they're trying to just get slide that by us. Like, hey, here's Drew Brees. Like, wait a minute. Oh, I don't know if that's the same.
And you know who my favorite, and you can sound the horns. They'll be talking about Wayne Rooney in Manchester United. Mm-hmm. He got hair plugs, and he put that on Twitter. I respected that.
That's right.
Yeah, hey, lean into it.
Let it go. Let it grow. Okay. I need
technology is a wonderful thing.
That's exactly right. I need to before we run out of time. If you would give us your critique of the Chiefs' offensive line and their performance against the Cleveland Browns.
Man, people are tripping. People are tripping.
Thank you.
You got Myles Garrett and you got Jadeveon Clowney, who are, I mean, that's a premier defensive end, you know, duos. And our tackles were asked to go one-on-one without help, no chip help, no fullback help. And Patrick is still, and you've heard me rail about this, you can listen to our podcast Outside the Trenches. I am railing on this. This is Mahomes' only weakness. That fool will catch the ball at 7 yards, right, you know, for the snap, shotgun snap, and he'll drift backwards 10 yards. And if you just look at pure angles, they weren't even having to work angles because as a tackle, your job is to push that defender out. You can't stonewall a defensive end, especially flipping Myles Garrett and Jadeveon Clowney. You're not going to stonewall those cats. And they're pushing them out. They're not getting beat inside. They're not getting bullied. And Mahomes is drifting back, and I'm like, come on, God. Like, there was one sack, and it was like third, fourth quarter, where I'm like, in the meeting room, and I'll tell you guys this, from a guy who's been in those locker rooms before, in the O-line room, your O-line coach, Andy Heck, ain't going to be like, hey, you guys, you know, hey, Lucas Brown, you know, this ain't on you. This ain't on you at all. This is on Patrick. He needs to step up in the pocket. So, yeah, everyone's freaking out. Everyone's going, our tackles suck. We're the worst. No. Those are the best defense men you're going to go against.
Okay, this is a great topic, though, Nick, because you were talking about Patrick drifting in the pocket last year. And it obviously continued. Now, then the entire interior of his defensive line got hurt. And so you can understand a little bit if he didn't feel confident stepping up into the pocket last year, because there might not be a pocket there to step up into. But with this new revamped interior offensive line, should he feel more confidence to do that? And do you think he will? Or is this just a habit that's going to be really, really hard for him to break?
It's a bad habit. It's a Texas Tech habit. You know, it's just, you know, and here's his dilemma. He's been doing it forever, so it's tough to. But he's got the arm strength to go, okay, I can go back more and I can get this ball out there. Right, so it's his arm strength is so good that he's like, I can drift back. But now, you're right, it's going to take a little bit of time. But once he sees it on film, he goes, okay, there was one play where they literally met at the quarterback, both defensive ends, but the interior was locked up. So he could easily have stepped up. And it's just going to take some time. And once he sees it on film, and so, oh, okay, I can trust it now. I can trust it. And then he'll step up, and he'll be just fine. But asking a tackle who's on a two-way, like, right, where they can go inside or outside, you always err, like, as an offensive lineman, left side, right side, middle, inside is sacred territory. Outside, nobody cares. Push them outside. Let them go outside all they want. But inside, that's sacred. You see an old lineman get beat on the inside, that's a cardinal sin. You see him get beat on the outside, on the quarterback.
Are you ready to give me two scores? Can you give me two scores?
Okay, what do you want?
K-State, Nevada, and then Chiefs, Ravens.
So I think K-State is going to pull this out. This is going to be let's go a clean 27 K-State, and Nevada will get like 24, and they'll get a field goal blocked late. Hmm. I like that. 27-24 in favor of K-State.
Okay. Chiefs Ravens.
And then Chiefs Ravens? Oh, my God. I'm thinking, God, the interior is going to get tested, too. Calais Campbell can still move, man, on the inside. And they got that practice squad D lineman that they activated. Jesus Christ. Baltimore's defense. I'm like, how's that big ass dude? How's that dude on practice squad? That he's number 98.
I know. I was watching the same thing. He wrecked the play. I'm like, they just got him on the practice squad. Yep. So just, you know,
just chilling.
Some teams know how to find those guys.
They just print. They 3D print Baltimore, defensive linemen.
Baltimore and Pittsburgh always draft these monster D linemen, and I'm like, why doesn't anyone follow suit? You know, that's what. Yeah, that's okay. So I think that Kansas City will put up 37, and then, you know, I think Baltimore is going to get up there like 37-27 in favor of our beloved Kansas City. Jihad Field.
What?
Jeez.
What? 37-27.
I got it. I like it. I like the way you. I like the way you talk. Thank you very much, Nick Leckie.
Thanks, gents. Have a great one.
Don't go drifting in that pocket. All
right. Right. Stop it.
Just in life, don't drift in the pocket of life. Step up into it, Nick.
Don't drift. Don't drift. You know, face your fears. Make it a good one.
You heard Nick Leckie. Face your fears. Make it a good one. That is. Nick Leckie, former K-State All-American and Super Bowl champ with the New Orleans Saints. You got both those predictions down? What are you leaning? Are you?
I wish so bad that Nick would have said that Bill Snyder dropped a lot of those jokes.
Oh, sure.
Because wouldn't that just make you so happy to know that he was like running around practicing? Hey, what? Hold on to these.
Right. It's making me happy that Nick Saban's doing it. I'm like, you know, hey. You know?
These nuts.
That's exactly right.
I just like, too, that he explained what kind of, you know, hold on to these.
I have a very specific message to the Missouri football fans that are out there. Let's get a round of applause, please, for me. With Jake's encouragement, I have just picked up for the competitive pricks to sit on my bench, Larry Roundtree.
Wow.
So if he's going to do anything in the NFL, he's going to do it for the competitive pricks. We'll be right back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB.